Well, last weekend was a momentous one for Czech long-distance swimming. Iveta Hlaváčová set a new women's world record for swimming the English Channel, while David Čech became the first Czech to swim the channel in both directions. While Čech has been enjoying his success, Hlaváčová has surprised many by saying she wants to brave the channel again in just a few weeks' time. Ian Willoughby reports.
Iveta Hlaváčová entered the record books on Sunday afternoon when, swimming from England to France, she set a new women's world record of 7 hours, 25 minutes and 15 seconds. The 31-year-old from the Moravian town of Boskovice beat the previous women's record, which had stood for 28 years, by a quarter of an hour. But that achievement wasn't enough for the 182-centimetre tall blonde, who immediately set off in the other, harder direction, in an attempt to set another world record for swimming both ways. She battled hard but eventually succumbed to exhaustion after spending 14 hours in the water and swimming 60 kilometres. Speaking in Prague on her return, Iveta Hlaváčová described her experience as hell, but said after a couple of nights' sleep she was once more full of energy. And she surprised many by saying she wants to return to the channel again at the start of September in order to have another go at the absolute Dover to Calais record of 7 hours and 3 minutes. It was set by a German man called Christoph Vondrascht last year. But Hlaváčová wasn't the only Czech setting records at the weekend. 20-year-old David Čech became the first Czech ever to swim the English Channel both ways, a feat he completed 2 years to the day after his first one-way channel crossing. In 2004, at 18, and with just 4 years' experience as a swimmer, he became the first Czech to swim the channel in less than 10 hours. This time out, Czech spent almost 20 hours in the water, swimming an incredible 80 kilometres. He studies construction at university in Brno and said his biggest problem was raising funds. In order to save some money, David Čech spent the 3 weeks before the swim sleeping in a tent, waiting for the right conditions. The first Czech to swim La Manche was the late František Venslovský, who swam from France to England in 1971. His time was 15 hours 26 minutes. In 1975, Venslovský went the other way in a time of 13 hours 42 minutes. Since then, 11 other Czechs have completed this most grueling of sporting achievements.
And thanks to Ian Willoughby for that story. And to be honest, I can't imagine spending quite that much time in the water.